Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Caden Barnett, and thank you for tuning in to my podcast about Auburn football. We are going to start this podcast with some breaking news, and that is Bo Nix has officially been named the starter for week one. It's officially Bo time on the plains. With the announcement, it marks a new era for Auburn's offense. It will be the first time in Coach Malzahn's coaching career that he will start a freshman quarterback week one. And it will be the first time Auburn has started a true freshman quarterback in week one of the modern era. It is fitting that Nix will be the first in that regard because Bo is the son of former Auburn starting quarterback Patrick Nix. So Bo has been groomed for the role his whole life. Last week, Coach Dillashaw was asked about Nix, and here's his response. He said he is all in on Auburn. He has been born and raised at Auburn. Auburn is where Bo finds his comfort zone, which is very hard for a freshman to do. Coach Dillashaw is the quarterback coach, and he has had high praise for Bo. So, Bo in high school went to Pinson Valley. He was a back-to-back 6A state champion. He was Mr. Football, and he was named the state's Gatorade Player of the Year, and he was also earned Under Armour All-American honors. Nix was a five-star recruit and the top-rated dual-threat quarterback for the class of 2019. Nix is the highest-rated quarterback to enroll at Auburn since Jason Campbell did in 2000, and Nix is the first freshman to start an opener since Travis Tidwell did in 1946. In my opinion, I think Bo is going to be a stud, man. He can pass and he can run. Gus said that, man, Bo can flat out run. He is extremely athletic and extremely smart. Gus is really excited, and that's why he named him the starter. Bo is a highly rated QB. This is a guy that many people have high praise for. I think this is going to be a very special year for Bo. He's going to put some extremely high numbers up. I can't wait to see what he does this year and definitely in the years to come. So, guys, the announcement finally came. Joey has been promoted to backup. I'm not sure really what he'll do. He's a really, really good quarterback. I hope he stays at Auburn. He's at the backup, or we could use him as a wide receiver or something, because he has the body frame and the speed to do that. I think that's what we should do, but it's what Joey wants to do. I hope he stays at backup quarterback, because we need a really, really good backup, and Joey has that. I hope he don't transfer. Many people saying he might transfer. I think that he's a team player. He's going to let Nix, who beat him fair and square, and I don't think he's going to transfer. I think he stays at Auburn and becomes a backup quarterback, and maybe eventually the starter once, if Nix leaves early. And, Gate will drop there. But we'll see what happens. That's going to be in the future. And, Joey could also get a new position. So, yeah. Bo Nix named the starter week one for Oregon. So, it'll be Nix versus Herbert. And we're going to see who wins the battle. Okay, guys, let's get to our next story. For the first time since 2014, an Auburn player has been named to the preseason first team All-American, and that is senior tackle Derrick Brown. Brown has been a force to be reckoned with at Auburn and finally gets the recognition he deserves. They're saying in the 2020 draft that he could be a top 10 pick. He has that kind of talent. He came back for his senior year because he has some unfinished business to do, he said. And I'm going to infer that's a championship, and I think that's what he means. So he is hungry, and he is ready to do it. He's ready to battle. He's ready to give all he got to the Auburn Tigers, and that is a very exciting comment about him. He's going to have a big season, I think, and he's going to live up to the hype. Okay, guys, let's get to our last story. And this is a story about Sean Shivers and the potential he has. Cadillac has high praise for the sophomore running back Sean Shivers. Here's what Coach Cadillac had to say. He is great for my room. He is a great young man. He comes in always with a smile on his face. He is always energetic and is a hard worker. Shivers is 5'7", 183, and last season he carried the ball 70 times, averaging 5.3 yards per rush. And Shivers was interviewed, and here's what he had to say. He said, "There's been a few ups and downs, but overall I can say we improved a lot. The O-line has improved a lot. They are moving more. This is going to be a big year for them and the whole team." Guys, I like Sean Shivers. I really think he's an underrated talent that we picked up. I think he can have a big year. You know, he's going to have to share carries with Jatarvius Whitlow, Cam Martin, and probably DJ Williams. So he's going to share carries with them. But I think it's going to be a big year for Shivers. I think he's going to be impress a lot of people and open a lot of people's eyes that this man is a force to be reckoned with. He is going to be a big-time player at Auburn, I think. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what he does this year. And, yeah, guys, that is going to be it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see you back tomorrow as we get some more stories leading to opening day, guys, August 31st. It cannot come soon enough, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, War Eagle!